Good evening, folks. It is 6 o'clock on a Thursday evening, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Eastern Pennsylvania. And as always, for now, at this hour, as always, at this hour.
Yeah, all, forever and never has been anything else.
Never has been anything different. You are listening to guess what? It's time for the show again. With me, I'm Calvin Sharp.
And me, I'm Paul Johnson.
And we are very lucky to have Paul back with us. It's been a long semester.
Ooh, man.
We made it through a tough one. To all of our loyal 100,000 followers, listeners out there, I commend you for sticking with me through all that dirt. But Paul, how do you feel being back?
So happy to relapse into this addiction that is riding the waves of the radio.
He means
you know?
The airwaves, folks. He means he's addicted to riding the airwaves. Like he likes to hang 10 on.
Yeah, I'm back on it, and I'm flying high.
You got a lot taller since last time as well.
Really?
Yeah. He's like 7'2" now. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what happens when you
got a giant in the studio tonight. Yeah,
when you don't get your fix of the raid, radio.
Yeah, it keeps you at a certain level.
Yeah.
You can't get too
far. So hopefully, you know, I'll be able to get that down a little bit in the next couple of weeks.
Oh yeah, that's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are, you know, earnestly from the deepest pits and despairs of our heart, really happy to be back on the airwaves together with all of you guys tonight.
Yeah,
you have no idea. So the first one is the you know, we're just gonna get back into it. You know, the same way we always do. Talk about the music, talk about the songs, have a little fun, have a little jokes, have a couple jokes. So this first one is an album I came across back in December. I think I might have played the opener Bob on it, which is still my favorite. But it's in the vein of the Joni Mitchells, the Emmylou Harrises of the world in California. But this one, Kathy Hydeman, she was a little bit overlooked. I found it on some whatever label. I think it was the one that someone's on that they reissued it. And I was like, I'll check it. I like the cover. Ended up being beautiful. And folks, this first one I'm gonna play is called "The Road to Myself" because I think tonight we can all come together and say that we are all together walking down the roads back to ourselves. So here we go, "The Road to Myself" by Kathy Hydeman.
I sense the vacant spaces, I climb into my fears, I think till I am empty, and then fill up with tears. I'm on the road to myself, traveling that road to myself, on the long solo road to myself, that endless road to myself. I get strung out on darkness, I get hung up on light, then both fall in together, and there's no wrong or right. On the road to myself, traveling that road to myself, on the long solo road to myself, that endless road to myself. I get so lost in faces, and just as I go blind, someone really reaches me and marks me with his mind. I'm on the road to myself, traveling that road to myself, on the long solo road to myself, that endless. I wake into an unknown bed, my heart's a mystery. Last night I dreamed of Jesus, all things are part of me. I'm on the road to myself, traveling that road to myself.
Wonderful little ditty there. Yeah, I could say we're all steadily strutting down that road.
That
road
to myself, folks.
Beautiful.
Wonderful lady Kathy. I imagine. I don't know too much about her, but I imagine she was wonderful.
Yeah, you can tell by the voice. Yeah. You know, she's just
a
wonderful woman.
Unless you're our
Up next, you know, we say, you know, the tides ebb and flow, but at the
as
end of the day,
known to do,
yeah, you know, the sun rises, the sun falls, but in the end, it's still the sun.
Still the sun.
And so this next one is from Obong Jayar, who I got into a little bit last year. He's just got a wonderful, raspy voice, just so calming. And this one's just a really, really great one to lift your moods at any point in the day. And it was such a beautiful day today. You know, the sun was shining. So we're just gonna give a little appreciation.
Not as warm as it should have been. I thought it was a short sleeve shirt, no sweater look today, and I was freezing. And then when I had to do my actual walking, I was like, you got to suck it up and put the sweatshirt on. I liked my look. I had my shirt sleeve short picked out today, and it was way too cold for that. So you know, I'm nature's fool, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you know, that'll happen sometimes, but. You know, we got this one coming up next. It's a beautiful little song I'm sure you all enjoy. So here's Still Sun by Obong Jayar.
Sun, down like sun, still sun.
say that guy? How do you pronounce his name? You didn't even log it, Paul.
I'll do that in post on
the main board on the keys, and he's already.
Oh, that's the thing about live radio. You can do everything in post.
Do everything in post. Yeah. No one. None of. Yeah. Actually, I would say probably more people listen to it when it's in post. So we can. Yeah. You know, we'll edit it, folks. Yeah. Running it through Logic right now.
Yeah, that was Still Sun by Obong Jayar.
Yeah. Obong Jayar. I'm not gonna finish it. I'm not gonna be able to attempt to say it. This next one, an up and coming Connecticut band. You know, I know their drummer played in a couple other bands, but always saw stuff coming out, and then they just put out a little 3-song EP this winter. Real good stuff. Here's Shallows by Pulsar. Good stuff. Everyone's doing the gnarly guitar stuff in Connecticut, and you know, folks, I can't get enough. I hope 10 million more bands do it, because they're all very good at it.
That'd be a lot.
It'd be a lot of bands, but saturated. I would listen to them because I really like it. I really like that stuff.
Well, you know, as the seasons are starting to heat up a little bit, you know, maybe you feel like you want to get outside and play a little ball, a little football, you know, as they say in Eurasia and everywhere like that. So we got a song coming up, just purely about a soccer game.
You could tell
about
me
the two halves
guy,
of a soccer game.
You could tell me some sort of like problematic scientist, and I would believe you, Richard Dawson.
Yeah, He's pretty funky.
You can tell me, what's the guy who owns Virgin Galactic? What's that guy's name?
Couldn't tell you.
You could tell me he's that guy, and I'd believe you. Richard Dawson? That's
you know,
a,
funny
that's
you mentioned that,
name.
Because Richard Dawson is actually, he's the owner of Virgin Galactic.
No way!
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he also makes some wonderful songs. So here we got coming up a song about soccer, Two Halves. Wonderful little bit. All right, here we go.
Thank you. next week's game. Shall we pick up a Chinese or would you rather fish and chips?
I could really go for some fish and chips right now. How about you, Calvin?
I'm not a big cod guy. You know, because I always think it's going to be...
Really? From Connecticut and you don't like the cod?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a chicken nugget. And then I bite into it and I'm disappointed. Because it's softer and fish tasting.
Yeah.
So I don't like fried fish. I like the calamari. That's pretty good. And the shrimp, fried shrimp, clams, all that stuff's good. But actual fish is like, just give me some fried chicken.
You're more of a bottom feeder guy, really?
Yeah, that's the good stuff. The appetizers are for seafood. The meals I'm not a fan of.
Weird. What do we got coming up next?
This next one has nothing to do with the ocean. A real slow one. Tram. I don't know anything about them. Beautiful album cover. Here's Reason Why.
See. best in me.
About the layers, like I said, gotta have them.
Speaking of layers, coming up next, we got some of that double guitar beauty from Cat Power, just bringing out all that emotion. You know, oftentimes, you know, cats I feel like get a bad rap for being the sleek and not so powerful ones.
Sleek?
You know, and then the dogs are, you know, pit bulls that got all that strength.
Cat musician's name Cat. Cat Stevens. Sleek.
Yeah. But yeah, so we got a really beautiful song from the one and only, extremely strong Cat Power. Here we go with Metal Heart.
Thank you.
All the mics weren't even on. Lovely one there from Miss Catherine Power. Actually, that's not her real name. It was like Chan Marshall, I think.
Well, she, you know, we always pride ourselves on the technical innovations that we're able to implement on this radio show, and I don't want them to go unnoticed. So, you know, last year,
yeah,
we were able to, you know, get that new thing where we could actually see how many people are listening to us. We still have that, so we got...
That's old.
Money, I don't know, yeah. About like, yeah, 50,000. It looks like a little north of 50,000 actually
of a
listeners
slow night for us, but it's whatever.
Yeah, you know, first you can't really expect a whole lot
on
the first one.
Promoting it, you know.
Yeah, but now
once we get on Facebook, like everyone will know.
Right. Yeah. But now we have we've implemented a new feature where you can actually, if you're listening to us live on the radio, you can just give us feedback by talking back into your radio, and then we'll consider it.
We'll hear you. But if you say anything mean, we will call the police on you, because, as you know, part of the features, we can see where you're talking from. So
just be
respectful with your comments. It's super easy.
Right. I just, you know, I didn't want you guys to think that we were dormant this whole
away.
No, we've been cooking hard on making sure that this show is really everything that we make it out to be. And I think we
do a hell of a job.
I think we execute on that. Yeah. So what do we have coming up next, Calvin?
This next one is one of the not the opener, but an early track on Parquet Court's Light Up Gold. The breakout, I want to say 2012, this one came out with Stone and Starving and all that. But this is the type of music I hated in high school. I hated Parquet Courts. I couldn't stand them. They had some of the big releases when I was out in high school. And then, you know what? Maturity happens to you. You grow a little older and you say, wow, this is actually pretty good music.
And so, aren't you just so mature now?
I'm so mature. It's actually insane. So, but now, you know, 15-year-old me would be wagging his finger at me playing the song over the college radio waves. You're just another one of them. You're just another college radio DJ. But, you know, I don't care. Here's Borrowed Time by Parquet Courts. Yes, folks, it does seems these days I'm captured in borrowed times.
Aren't we all?
That was me doing my Joe Biden impression. Vote blue, baby.
All right, next up we got a song from one of my favorite albums of last year, honestly. Or was it this year?
No, it was last year.
No, it was this year.
No.
It's 2020.
Yeah, this album came out in 2019.
Oh, sick. Well, then one of my favorite
Don't you try me on this one, Paul.
One of my favorite albums of last year, All My Heroes Are Cornballs, because if I haven't heard anything truer, then, you know,
it's been 2 months. I know it's been a long 2 months. I know it's felt like 2020 has been forever. It feels like I was thinking actually the same thing about like half the albums that came out like second half of 2019. I was like, oh, you told me 2020. I believe you. It's not even 3 months into it. It feels like I've been here forever.
It is 3 months into it. Actually, we're in the third month.
It's two and a couple days into it.
All right. That's fair. So, yeah, this album, really, really wonderful. Pretty hectic at points, but you know they take a JPEG Mafia, the artist of the album. He takes a little time near the latter half of the album to you know, relax and get a little introspective about the music industry and what his projections onto the world mean for, you know, just himself and how he feels about the music that he puts out. And I think it's a really wonderful message. So here's Free the Frail by JPEG Mafia featuring Helena Deland.
Do you think you know me?
Guns on me. I used to spin that bass to Michael Prophet. I used to think you wasn't popping till you had a stalker. I'm not no alpha male, I'm Carly Rae, you Braden Walker. Look, 99 ain't no stack, baby. Say it two times, feel like Casanova. Y'all be praying to Jehovah, I be praying to Hova. I never whip a soda, yo, still sold out the Nova. Damn.
Claps for him.
That's real too.
Set of footsteps in the sand, I'm not being carried. If it gets out of hand, you can go on without me.
Just beautiful. I love it all.
Yeah, this one's not too pretty.
I disagree, honestly. When we first heard it, we got very different interpretations. We'll let you all, you know, absorb it for what you will. But I think it's a really beautiful song that makes me happy and feel like, you know, I'm not alone. I got people around me.
Oh no, that's not what I feel. I feel like my laptop computer camera is looking at me when I hear this song. Anyway,
well then maybe you can find comfort in the people that are hacking you and watching your every move when you open your computer and they're looking through your camera. That, you know, they're with you. They have a shared human experience.
I wish I could find comfort in that. It sounds very comforting. Anyway, Alone Omen 3 from the King Cruel, from the Man Alive, the new album, is awesome. Here's Alone Omen 3.
Take it deep, feel low, take your time. Take a ticket, take the train to the end of the line. See where you can go, spend it, it's plastic, no do or die. Better flip it, think about it, and do just fine. Well, these things will come and go. Deep in the metropole. Don't see it land, forget its flight. Draw a line in the sand between your thighs, just to see which way you go. See, so you got this, you're the lead, feel your own. Battle through it, consume it, then let it go. Go. But don't forget you're not alone. Deep in the metropole. In the storms of your mind, soak it in for the rain, we'll pass in time. Nothing wrong in sinking low, in the omen of paradise. You're the ghost they put aside. But don't forget you're not alone. Sometimes it's just good. But don't forget you're not alone. Sometimes it's true. Every minute, every second, you're not alone, 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 you're not alone. Sometimes it's true. Sometimes it's true.
You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone.
It's how like it's that, a mantra, you
how
know.
How is that? You know, make you feel, you know, comfortable. It doesn't make me feel comfortable. I still like the song a lot, though.
Would you prefer to be alone?
Over you're not alone. You're not, I would prefer to be alone over that kind of not alone.
Oh, all right. You know. Well, agree to disagree. Well, the next one is also a beautiful album from. Is this one 2019?
This one is 2019 because, yes, it is 2019. I'm not going to tell you why, but this is September 2019.
Yeah. So this is another one. One of Calvin and my, you know, favorite artists.
He's the best one working in the game right now.
He's wonderful. And I really, really enjoy this song, especially the intro. It's just like, it's very cathartic for me when it just like kind of drops. So you guys will see what I'm talking about, but here is Gretel from Alex G. Really, probably my favorite song on the album, I'd say.
Mine's Taking or Walk Away. I've been trying to take everything I can from Walk Away for like 9 months or so, however long it's been since September. I've just been trying to make that my brain into that song. I can't understand it. It's crazy. Oh, this one's the next one's me. Oh, this is another Connecticut band, Zevlon. I saw them last week with my friend Kevin. They go to UConn, some good boys. This is the last song on the album they put out this last year. It's called Spring Jacket, and it's amazing. This guy writes killer melodies. Here, Spring Jacket, Zevlon.
I usually walk alone. I usually walk slow. What they see when they look at me. More than they need themselves. I usually walk alone. I usually walk slow. When they accept my identity, I question my validity. When they talk to other people about how much they hate me.
Yeah, really catchy stuff there. They were crazy good live as well. They like just like three piece band, and they had their friend come up and sing a bunch with them. But really awesome. They said that they recorded an entire EP like that morning. My friend was talking to him. He's like, "Yeah, we like woke up and recorded like six songs, and we just drove down to London." I was like, "That's wild. Crazy." Yeah, hard working kids, yeah. But very good music.
Next song is from an artist who I think very recently came on the scene. Actually, this song is about him kind of becoming popular because he was featured on a good amount of. That whole summer with Kanye, where he was doing all those 7-track albums, he was featured on a lot of that. He's also got a wonderful voice, and he just came out with what I believe is his first album, or is at least his first like you know, fully his big debut.
You know, Patterson Fontaine or whatever. He was like one of those guys that just had like weird features. He wrote Bodak Yellow, and then he was supposed to he was like the ghostwriter of it, and he was supposed to like he was like starting to come out with his own music, and he was supposed to play at the Freddie Gibbs thing I went to over the summer, and then he like his mic wasn't working, and then he freaked out, like threw his mic and his Jordans into the crowd and like stormed out. And a shirt, yeah.
Well, I think this guy, Ant Clemens, is a little kinder than that.
Patterson Fontaine. He just made me think, like, he's like one of those guys just has those like crazy connections. Like,
yeah. And this one is also a little dedication to my mother, who I think will be listening to this. She was waiting for us to hop on the waves. Yeah, and so and you know, I'm here. I won't be back home for a while.
Artisan Fontaine, that's what it is. Sorry, my bad.
But I just, you know, wanted to dedicate this one to her to let her know that I'm doing well and I made it back and I'm ready to keep chugging. So here's "Mama, I Made It" by Ant Clemens.
Celebrate, toast, champagne, two no more bad days, two all them bills paid. I just told my mama I made it. Mama, you can go and quit that job, 'cause you bet on your job. You won't have to wait for no dollars, 'cause mama said that mamas don't change. Ooh, I just told my mama I made it. Go ahead, spend it, ain't gotta save it. Call your boss and tell your boss that you ain't never ever going back to work. I just told my mama we made it. Celebrate, toast, champagne, two no more bad days, two all them bills paid. I just told my mama I made it.
Album, we made it. He just played the album on his live stream in Wyoming, and the record has my voice on it. I'm singing it. It's me. It's me. It's my voice. Mama,
I just told my mama I made it. Go ahead, spend it, ain't gotta save it. Call your boss and tell your boss that you ain't never ever going back to work. I just told my mama we made it. Celebrate, toast, champagne, two no more bad days, two all them bills paid. I just told my mama I made it.
Very wonderful song. I'm looking forward to his future. You know, I think you know, once you establish a connection with Kanye, you got bright stuff coming ahead.
Is his full name Anthony?
I assume. I don't know, unless his mom just made him Ant, which is cool as well. You know, go for it, send it. We're gonna take a little 180 for our last song of the the night. You know, I would say honestly, this guy he came on the scene. I would say maybe as revolutionary as, or the, you know, the most revolutionary to music since,
Young Thug.
I don't know, I would take it back to Buddy Holly, you know, in the 50s, you know, coming out with that rock and roll that everyone was surprised by.
Buddy Holly died.
Yeah, I know, but
this guy alive.
You know, he's so.
It's crazy. Well, the crazy thing about it is that Paul played me this guy's like genius talking about the lyrics thing, and he can sing this high. He's a very normal talking voice.
This song has minimal editing, I'd say, for the amount that you would expect.
That's the craziest part of it.
Yeah, and it's truly beautiful music, you know, really revolutionary.
I really like the song.
I can't wait for what else he has to put out. So here is 645 AR with For Da Trap.